Hi, I'm Christy Hurt, the founder of The Collab. We are a collective of brand professionals sharing our career stories. Every week, we pair up two members and they interview each other, so you'll get to hear one episode this week and one next week. You can join us too. Sign up at jointhecollab.com and then tell your story.
Hi, I'm Lori Lash Valencia. I am a chief revenue officer, and I am excited to be having a conversation today with Katia Sarti. In way of introduction, let me tell you a bit about her. She's a highly experienced digital marketer with an e-commerce background, 15 years of experience successfully growing retail brands through innovative and integrated digital marketing strategies. She's led performance marketing for the likes of 1-800-Flowers, Clinique, and is currently the head of consumer marketing for Priority Pass in the Americas. Her professional arsenal is marked by a high level of adaptability and flexibility, consistently paired with leadership acumen, strategic thinking, and results-driven mentality. She's fluent in English, Portuguese, and Spanish, and enjoys being able to engage in multicultural environments, both professionally and personally. Hi, Katia.
Hi, Lori. So excited to be here.
Great.
I have never done one of these before.
Well, hopefully we'll get through it together. So I'm going to take you back. Maybe tell us a bit about where you grew up, where you went to school, and what led you to those choices.
Yeah. So I was actually born and raised in Brazil. And for those who know a little bit about Brazil, it's not São Paulo and it's not Rio or Rio de Janeiro, you know, the two most popular cities in the country. But I came from the third largest metro area. So it is a big place, but not as well known. I left Brazil when I was 19 and I came to the U.S. with my sister to California to study. And honestly, I think right off the bat, I already knew that I was going to try to stay for a little longer. You know, the deal was to be here for 6 months. But I said, I'm pretty sure I'm going to love it because I've always wanted to come. And I kind of had in my mind that it was going to take a lot longer than 6 months. Definitely was not thinking about a lifelong thing at that point, but it has turned out to be. So I have been here now for 23 years. This is home for me. And I went to undergrad school in San Diego, at San Diego State. Then I moved to New York after I graduated. I had a friend who was living there. And that, you know, 1-800-Flowers was my very first big company job, if you will. A little bit of a training ground in digital e-commerce because the company has been, you know, in existence and in that digital area since the beginning of the internet, really. So, and they're very, very innovative when it comes to, you know, their business. And so it was just fabulous, fabulous experience to be there. So I stayed in New York for quite a while. So 7 years there too. And I, after 1-800-Flowers, that's when I went to Clinique. You know, at that time companies were, you know, it's so funny because when we talk about digital, the digital world, it just feels like an eternity, right? It's like dog years. Digital years are dog years. So when I think back, it was only 2008, but it seems like it was like 2 centuries ago that beauty companies were just kind of a little slow to adopt, you know, to the digital and e-commerce. And so I was recruited into Estee Lauder, which was fabulous. I love the company. In the capacity of performance marketing to work with Clinique, and it was just fabulous. Anyway, so kind of started growing from there, but, you know, I moved around a little bit because of my husband. So I went from New York to Nebraska, which was, you know, a whole shift on its own, both positive and negative in some areas. But now I'm here in Dallas. So, and I've been in Dallas for 2 years, and I feel like I'm back in more of a bigger place, big, you know, a big metro with a lot of companies, a lot of things to do. But also, you know, with the suburbs quiet, you know, where you can have a nice family life. But because I'm actually in North Dallas, not really Dallas, but But anyways, that's my history in a nutshell. But throughout, I've been, you know, in digital e-commerce, which is something that, you know, I really enjoy. And just, you know, looking to keep going, keep growing.
What is something that you love the most about what you do?
What I do is it's interesting. You get to do a lot when you are in digital marketing because it encompasses analytics, financial acumen, marketing, and creativity. So it's not just one function that you focus on. You have to really have that more of a broad strategic view when you're talking about digital marketing, or at least that has been my experience, right? So back when, perhaps it might be a little different today because, you know, the function has grown. Companies, you know, adapt and create different teams. But I've always been very lucky to be lucky or just really fortunate to be able to work in very many different areas, especially with analytics, because digital marketing is, at the end of the day, more analytics than anything else, right? You know, you have so much data at your fingertips that you have to be able to know how to use and take insights, you know, actionable insights and make something with it. So yeah, I just love the dynamism. Is that a word?
Close.
Dynamic nature. Let's just say it. The dynamic nature of the profession of the you know, digital marketing.
That would be a weird question, but you and I chatted a little bit about it previously. Is the things that lead us to the next thing, right? So you've kind of moved around the country with your husband. And do you feel that in terms of your career choices, have they come to you? Have you done something strategic to move from one place to the next?
So interesting question. Yeah, let's talk about that. I thought I had a little more control when I was in New York and I was really taking steps to acquire a certain set of skills that I didn't have, but I thought that I needed in order to keep growing, right? Now, that obviously derailed a little bit because I moved, right? So being in a new environment that was not as rich professionally as New York kind of limited my potential, right? So I spent probably a whole bunch of years not being able to do that because of where I was, right? But now that I'm again back in Dallas, I'm starting to reassess what it is that I want to do, because I've been doing what I'm doing for 15 years. And actually, just before we had this talk, I was watching a very short video on stagnation, you know, and that could be just professional person, doesn't matter, right? So at the end of, so this woman was explaining the S curve, which is basically a learning curve, right? I think at this point, I feel like I'm at the top of the S curve and I'm getting to be a little anxious about, I need to start doing something new, kind of start learning again, being more challenged. So I'm starting to think about this now. So I've been here for 2 years. I've been in this position for 2 years. I got a feel for the market a little bit, a feel for also really kind of understanding what I'm really good at, what I really want to do, what I wanted to, right? Possibly 5 years down the line, what I want to know and how this is going to turn out to be 10 years down the line. So I haven't had many professional pivots in my life, just, you know, location changes. But I think a professional pivot is in my future. And I'm assessing, and we talked about this before, and I'm kind of assessing what that could be. If it is a change within industry focus from a B2C to B2B, or it could be something else. I don't know, but it's definitely something.
I'm going to get all, like, you know, professional coachy on you for a minute. But often I've been told when you're thinking about things like that, like you look back and say, where have I been most excited? Like, where have I been most excited in my career? Or what have I done that I'm really proud of? Is there something like that that you could share, you know, a moment or a thing that excites you in your past?
Yes. And I mean, I'm really proud. And it's funny, though, that some of the things that I'm really proud of happened early in my career. Not to say that I don't have proud moments later, but I just think that when you are hungry and you're excited and you're learning, for me, I'm at my best, right? So I'm a lot more creative. So I created the social, again, we're going to go back into a timeline here. Back in 2008, that when Facebook was starting, that, you know, I created the social media channel for 100 Flowers, which at that time it was non-existent. I mean, we were not doing anything back then. And I did it on my own, kind of, you know, on a low down. Nobody knew until it became a thing within the company. So I did all the research. I did all the work myself. And then I eventually secured some budget to actually grow it. And there was a publication at that time that was really focused on Facebook marketing, and they picked up, it was a national publication, and I was really proud that they picked up the fact that we did the first retail shop. And remember, this, you know, back then, the Facebook even looked different, right? It was a tabbed environment for those who, you know, will remember that. So that was like a huge highlight of my career, because I was young, I was hungry, I wanted to do things. The other one was, you know, when I changed to Estee Lauder, I was able to work into different divisions completely. And I worked for Travel Retail, and Travel Retail had like very minimal digital marketing involvement. But I learned trade marketing, I learned product development, I learned merchandising, I learned a bunch of stuff that was just so cool. And I was able to launch a mini coffre, is what we call, you know, those little bottles that you get on duty free, you know, a set of five little bottles. Those are called coffre. So I was able to kind of develop one by myself in a very short time. So I think when I'm really learning things and excited about what I'm doing is when I do my best work, for sure. Just recently, though, in this position here that I am, what I've loved was the opportunity to strike partnerships with sports associations. We've done two. Actually, one we already did, which was with the WNBPA. It's not the WNBA, it's the WNBPA. So the P there stands for Players Association, and that's the equivalent of the union for the player, the women's professional basketball players. And the other one, we actually just signed this week, but I won't share, but it has to do with tennis, which I love, which because that's my sport. But those relationships came about because I was kind of looking at a different way of targeting this particular consumer who travels, which is not necessarily just a travel for leisure or not a travel for work. There is a whole intersection of travel and sport that happen. I mean, it's a big, big business, really huge here, very big in Europe, and huge growth in APAC. So I kind of hone in on that a little bit, and I'm trying to go about it in a different way with these sports organizations. So I'm proud of the fact that, you know, we are able to do these partnerships and, you know, get the Priority Pass brand related and being sponsored of these, you know, these players.
That's super interesting. But, you know, I heard you say that you're most excited when you're learning new things, but I also, seems to me like you're most excited when you can create new things. Like having that kind of freedom to do your own ideas and programs.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Because I did say two things that I created. Yeah, that I had some kind of freedom to just push the envelope a little bit and see what if, right?
I think so. So again, I'm being a coach for you, but
okay.
So if you could start over, would you do anything different?
Well, I would try not to move as much. Because, you know, that would have given me a lot of more focus in one area. Although I have to say that I do like the fact that moving so much, what it gave me perspective in different industries, right? So I was able to I now have gift experience with gifts, Elena Flowers, Beauty and Clinique, restaurant QSRs and Godfather, food business, not a terrific food business, but meat packaged goods with American Fridge Group, home decor with Hay Needle, and then travel, which where I am today. So it is interesting to have all of these very different industries, some knowledge of those interests, because you can always bring a little bit from your past experience with a new set of eyes in a new industry, right? Is this when I say I didn't want to move around, it was more because it didn't give me, you know, I had a little less control in that journey, right? Mapping out that journey. So if I could have maybe stayed put in New York, you know, I would have gone, you know, in a different direction, probably.
Any idea what that direction would have been?
Well, I don't know. No, I don't know. You know, I love the beauty industry, so perhaps I would have been there. I would have focused on the business industry. But, you know, I don't know. Like, I could have at one point gotten to the same point I am today where I think I need a change, right, altogether. So I don't know. It's difficult to say that if what would have happened. I know that it would have been different, that's for sure. Perhaps I would have been at a different position altogether to, you know, to make different set of decisions, right, that I am today, for sure.
So it sounds like you want to make a change. So let's say you could do anything. What would be next for you? Or what is next? Or what would be next?
Yeah. So would love to be learn more about the B2B side of business. Yeah, and I understand that a lot of people think that B2B and B2C are very different. I mean, there are so many, you know, there are people who think that B2B and B2C are very different. B2B and B2C are the same. You know, I think the truth is somewhere in between there. But I think I can definitely leverage the skills that I have right now, because at the end of the day, marketers target a certain audience, right? B2B marketers are also targeting a certain audience. It's just a different way to approach it. And what I love to do, really, and I have always done this very well in my previous role, were to build relationships really well and be that liaison or that bridge between business and perhaps more complex teams such as IT, you know, the nature of digital and e-commerce, which is actually a very good thing about it, is that you actually get very exposed to very few IT processes and whatnot, and you get to understand what, you know, what they speak. So perhaps, you know, partnership is something that I thought about it, you know, something that it has to the core is the ability of somebody to, you know, strike business relationships and move the business forward, you know, via that relationship. It's where I think I can definitely use my skills and what I kind of like to do, what I think I'm good at, to, you know, do something different moving forward.
Sounds like you've kind of started doing that a little bit, or you're in the process of doing things like that right now with the project you name.
Yeah. I started, as you know, we spoke about this a little bit earlier, I'm curious about it, and I'm starting to kind of find ways to get into a role or get some experience where I can, you know, make the move, the jump. So don't have necessarily something concrete at this point, but I have a work in progress or a plan.
A plan. It's good to have a plan. So I think we only have a few minutes left. So for our audience, our great group at the CoLab, or your younger self, like if you could give some advice to somebody that's maybe coming up in their career in marketing, what would you tell them? Or again, to your younger self, what do you wish you knew then that you know now?
I wish I knew not to self-doubt, not to doubt myself. And it's just so hard. And I don't know if this is because I was an immigrant or because I was a woman or both. But I see you know, I see a lot of the younger folks, especially women, and I have to direct report because they tend to be women. So I don't know about, early career guys, but I see some of that in them. And I wish I could just shake that out of them, you know? And I try my best to tell them, do not self-doubt. This is a zone, judgment-free zone. I want you to be your best, but I need to know where you are making mistakes so I can tell you where to look and correct them. But yes, definitely, that's one thing that I would have loved if somebody had told me that.
I think I would have loved that too. Great advice. So I think we're getting close. Any parting words before we sign off today?
Well, just that I'm super excited to be involved with CoLab. I wish I was in New York so I could be more present and local with everybody else and meet. But I hope that, you know, there will be some local things happening in my hood in Dallas and I could meet somebody. But yes, I'm most of all just being excited to collaborate and be together with like-minded professionals and just women in general.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here for the CoLab Career Stories podcast. Please follow us on social media at Join the CoLab and sign up to become a member and share your story at jointhecolab.com.